Speaking at a military function in the western province of Aceh on Wednesday, the regional chief of Indonesia's military command, Major General Supiadin, said that former rebels in the Free Aceh movement, or GAM, are no longer the military's enemy. He asked in unequivocal terms that former GAM rebels and the TNI be united and keep the peace. Major General Supiadin said this was necessary to create security and stability for the sake of the Acehnese people and their prosperity. It's a far cry from the situation of just over 2 years ago when the Indonesian government and GAM signed a landmark peace deal in Helsinki to put an end to 30 years of separatist hostilities. Then, the mutual distrust was still simmering. But as lecturer Neymar from Banda Aceh's Siah Kuala University says, the people of Aceh, the military and former rebels are normalising relations amongst themselves and on all levels.
Their relationship now is becoming very good, you know, and can also be seen at any activities. Like 1 week ago when we have a ceremonial for Helsinki, we can see very clearly that the TNI and former rebel can talk together and know they can sit together and thinking for the program of integration.
The peace in Aceh now appears to be holding, with former GAM negotiator Uwandi Yusuf as the first democratically elected governor overseeing the province, and the Indonesian Vice President M. Jusufa Kalla visiting 2 weeks ago and applauding the significant progress in Aceh. Neymar says despite the new calm, the Acehnese are watching with a wary eye as the former rebels make inroads into society's institutions.
I don't think it is clearly any problem between TNI and former rebel. But what I can see that the former rebel now is seeking for their existence, you know, in society. For example, they are seeking for their role in many, many institutions so that they can also can play their role very effectively.
Radio Australia contacted the former government representative of the Aceh Monitoring Mission, General Bambang Damono, who said he firmly stands by the comments made by Major General Supiadin that, as he says, Aceh may well be moving towards eternal peace.